Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this one here, as always sponsored by my good friends at Quantum Hypno. And I want to talk to you about floating wind farms, because the BBC and indeed the Daily Mail and the rest of the corrupt mainstream British media have been pushing this as a super duper good idea. Now, they're basically saying that floating wind farms could be the secret to Britain's clean energy future, in the same way as I could win the lottery if I buy a ticket. I could, but I probably wouldn't. Anyway, they're saying there's six innovative ways we could float skyscraper-sized turbines in the middle of the sea. It's so exciting. Yeah, these enormous structures, which can reach up to 787 feet, which is around the same size as a skyscraper. And if we put enough of them out in the, for example, in the Celtic Sea between Wales and Ireland, then and join them all together, then that can create so much energy that we'll not know what to do with it. Or so they say. But it is my contention, and I don't know what you guys think, that these floating wind turbines and wind farms are just as grotesque as the ones we find on the land. They desecrate the marine environment. They cause damage to marine life. They are a real and present danger. They don't create any energy if the wind doesn't blow. Now, do they? And exactly what are the costs in having these things created in the first place? And who makes the money from them? In other words, what I'm saying is, it's a complete scam. Floating wind farms are a complete scam, and yet we have them being pushed as very much part of the agenda off the coast of Wales. Now, I flew over I think it was September, October. I flew down to Cardiff, so I flew over the part of Wales, North Wales, where they do have wind turbines, and it looks horrible even from the sky. And again, that's from an altitude of 30,000 feet or whatever. And you look down and you see all these dots, which are wind turbines everywhere. And apparently they want to increase this like tenfold. Oh yeah, we don't have enough of these wonderful turbines. And yes, we can put them down into the seabed or drill them where they can float. And that's going to be doing so much good for the marine environment, right? Wrong. Just like on a regular basis, I drive through some of Northern Ireland's most beautiful countryside. And the environment, it's not mountains, but it's hills. And they're covered, and I mean covered, in these wind turbine farms. Again, destructive of the wildlife. Terms of reliability, totally unreliable. In terms of cost, only there because the fact that your taxes are funding them in one way or another. And all they're wanting to do is, just as they've defaced the our land environment, they want to now deface the marine environment. And this is my whole point about these wind turbines. But solar power is exactly the same. Solar farms falls into the same category. I think there's something very satanic about them, because it works on the inversion principle, you know. So they're going to save the environment by defacing the environment, by making the environment not safe for those, for example, birds who fly around on land wind farms or wind turbines. And similarly, you know, fish, the likes of dolphins or whales or any large fish, or maybe even smaller fish that are trying to navigate their way around that part of the sea where these huge structures, they want to float. So I think that's satanic inversionism. And that's why I think, you know, they call it, oh, it's green. It's green. It's clean. Keir Starmer says it's going to be such a part of the Labour plans for the next 5-10 years. And I just see the whole thing as an extension of evil, basically, is how I see it. I no longer see it in terms of, well, will it produce the right energy? Won't it produce the right energy? What do we do when the wind blows, or what do we do when it gets too stormy? Whatever. I don't even see it in that, although those are all good grounds to object. I see it as something more fundamental. I just... I can't say how anyone could look at these wind turbine farms and see them as anything other than monstrous carbuncles, grotesque obscenities, because to me, that's what they look like. And then, yes, you can get into the economic reasons why they're not a good idea and the practical reasons why you wouldn't want to rely on them. And at the end of the day, you know, we actually are, if we follow what the eco zealots do by putting up these eco crucifixes on our land or floating them in the water in our seas, we are essentially destroying our environment, which is exactly the sort of thing the Dark Lord himself would want. And I think that's exactly what's driving it. And therefore, you know, whenever I see this narrative being pushed, I always believe myself that it's not just floating wind turbines we need to be worried about. It's the evil hand behind them. Thanks for listening.